Yes. She ushered him inside and shut the door quickly. She then locked it again, which disconcerted Samuel. Having done so, she seemed to relax, and she looked at him again in the dark hallway. "And who is that no-good father of yours?" she asked. "He's dead, I'm afraid. He died about 3 years ago." "Oh," she replied, deflated, lowering her eyes. "I'm sorry to hear that," she continued, distracted. 3 years. She did not move, and after a time, he coughed, and she appeared to suddenly remember he was there. "Won't you go inside?" she asked, gesturing for him to walk into the brightly lit front room, and she followed him. Samuel turned to face her, as she closed the door to the hall, and then sat down. "Dead?" she asked flatly. Samuel remained standing, wondering if he too could sit down. With an effort, she composed herself. "So," she said, looking into the fire in the grate, rather than at the young man who had brought her the news. 3 years ago, you say?" "Yes." "And it took you all that time to come and tell me?" "I didn't know that you existed," he replied, and then added, "at first." "Oh." There was a further silence, and he looked around. It was a nice room, cozy, without being cluttered. There were just a few pieces of antique furniture and a number of framed watercolours on the walls. "Did your father..."